We all have heard noises that go bump in the night. Sometimes we know what it is. Sometimes we think we know what it is. And sometimes it turns out to be something we never would have thought of. Tia Thompson had this experience one night as she lay in bed trying to simply go to sleep. Tia Thompson was your ordinary girl next door. She often had trouble getting to sleep. So most nights, as she lay there, she would listen to the soft ticking of her alarm clock. She would hear the crickets chirping outside. She would even hear a dog bark off in the distance periodically. Basically, what she would do is she would hear a sound, then try to identify it. One night, out of the blue, she heard a sound that she could not identify. At first, she was merely puzzled. Then she heard the sound again. This time, she sat straight up in bed. She was a little alarmed, for she couldn't identify this sound. It was a sound like she had never heard before, and she couldn't tell if it was coming from inside the house or outside. She heard it again. It was like a dull, rapid thump, thump, thump. She knew that it wasn't someone knocking on her door, for most people use the doorbell. She also knew that it wasn't an animal, for she had no pets. "What could that sound be?" she whispered. She wondered if she should get up and investigate. She was somewhat afraid to because she wasn't sure if someone might have broken into her house. She heard the sound yet again. Thump, thump, thump. She decided that she could not just lay there and do nothing. She got up and grabbed a Louisville Slugger that she kept by her bed and crept into the living room. She turned on light after light until every light in the house was on. She found absolutely nothing. Thump, thump, thump. There was that sound again. She was sure that it came from inside her house this time. She checked every room in the house and saw nothing. Thump, thump, thump. There it was yet again. By now, Tia was starting to get annoyed and was not afraid anymore. Thump, thump, thump. "What is that noise?" she asked, rather annoyed. "It's beginning to get on my nerves now," she said. Thump, thump, thump. Over and over she heard the sound and did not know what or where it was. Now, Tia was beginning to get concerned. She had looked everywhere that she could think of to try to find this sound. Thump, thump, thump. She thought that she was going to lose her mind. She would hear the sound and wonder, "What is it? And where is it coming from?" She was beginning to feel scared again. Was her house haunted? Tia began to cry because she was almost at her wit's end. She wondered out loud, "Should I call someone to help me?" Thump, thump, thump. There it was yet again. Again and again she would hear this sound, this thump, 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 and wonder what it could possibly be. The only thing she knew to do at this point was to pray. "Father God, I am scared, but I trust in you, and I know that you will deliver me from whatever this thing is. I don't know what to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Thump, thump, thump. All of a sudden, she began to laugh hysterically. "I know what that sound is now," she said through laughter. She turned and went into the laundry room and opened up the dryer, and the thump, thump, thump stopped. She had forgotten all about her tennis shoes that she had washed and had thrown into the dryer earlier. She felt like a fool, but also felt much better now that she found out what was going on. Thump, thump, thump. See? The bump in the night isn't always what you think it is.